This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This is an Ooh-wee production.
Welcome to the Real Talk Podcast, where the goal is to better our understanding through conversation. Communicating our feelings, our thoughts, or our opinions can be some of the easiest or it could be some of the hardest things to do. But by communicating, we begin to form new perspectives. So throughout the various topics and opinions we discuss on our podcast, we hope that we can add value, understanding, and maybe a few laughs to your day. We appreciate you guys listening and enjoy the show.
Somebody could be gasping their last few breaths. But in the midst of them gasping their last few breaths, or in the midst of us counting down into the new year, like, what's really happening? Has anyone ever thought to explore what's really happening? Which now I begin to shed light on, you know, something that we talked about in the past, which is the moment, you know. In a moment of a car accident, I'm talking about a terrible car accident, right? Which I saw, you know, some weeks back. Well, I didn't see it. I saw the results of a terrible car accident. An individual could be just lying there, right? You're just lying there. At that point in time, it's like your motor skills, all that stuff. It's just like it's working against you at this point. You just, you know, you're just in a position of discomfort, you're in a position of need, you're just in a position. Mm-hmm. Albeit a messed up position, but nevertheless, you're in a position. But just because you can't utilize certain motor skills in your mind, if you're still able to think, you can still pray in that moment. So the moment, you know, you talk about a world within itself, a world in which we classify as a moment. Now, in this particular moment, at that point in time, all you have or all that was given to you was an opportunity. One, for all you know, it could be your last opportunity, but it was still an opportunity. You know, what are you going to do in that moment? At that moment, are you sitting there thinking about what transpired? How you feel like now you was, you know, this you was done wrong. You sitting here, you know, life messed up. And this right here is a culmination of your messed up life. Or are you sitting there thinking about making the most of this moment? You know,
yeah, that's real.
Like my grandmother, I have my grandmother who's been in the hospital and battling with Alzheimer's. This seems like deja vu to me. Not long ago, I was sitting here, you know, talking to you, and it was my grandfather that I was talking to you about. And so, if we being honest about it, you know, this whole situation, I'm not ready for this. I still haven't even recovered from that. But again, who am I to sit here and say what I can handle and what I can't? Because if it was up to me and a selfish, and from a selfish standpoint, I see I can't handle it. I wouldn't put myself through it. And then ultimately, possibly, no growth will come from that because I just will want to be comfortable. And in my comfort, I find myself just avoiding that over there. But here we are, you know. And I said, I had this thought process. So, you know, we go to God in prayer and stuff like that. And we ask for the world and more. when we pray a lot of time. That's what we do. God, I want this, you know, I want this new, you know, so-and-so-and-so, and I want it to be shiny like so-and-so-and-so, and, you know, if you give me this, Lord, I promise you, I won't ask for nothing else.
Right, right.
The Lord's sitting there shaking his head. Yeah, I've heard this before. You just don't, you just asked me this last week. You realize that, right? But I, in my moment, I asked the Lord something that I've never asked before. Matter of fact, I don't even recall a person asking something in which like my spirit directed me to ask the Lord. So when dealing with someone with Alzheimer's, dementia, or whatever you choose to call it, you're dealing with a state of severe memory loss a lot of times. People tend to forget a lot of important details, information, faces, names, all of this stuff. And you realize how important all of these things on an everyday level truly tend to be when you fully operate in such a manner. We take that stuff for granted.
Yeah.
Just to be able to say, B, how you doing today? You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know, whatever. Or B, you got a new haircut, huh? Mm-hmm. But flip that. I know you from somewhere.
Mm, that's crazy, dude.
Or you look different. It's something you look so familiar. I don't know you. You like, yo, you don't know Matt, bro.
You know
like,
my life.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And they ain't serious.
They looking at you and
he's like, bro, yeah. That's crazy. That's super crazy.
Yeah. They're not looking at you as an enemy per se, but it's just, it's so much more to be desired. You like, bro, like this was my dog.
Yeah,
like,
man.
And you like, you have a good day now. And then they going about their way and you sitting there stuck. You like, that's bro, it's just last week, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to share this. This, you know, hey, for all I know, this could be something that can help somebody else out there. That's under the sound of my voice. So I was directed to say a prayer. And it was a prayer that came like deep from within. And in my prayer, I was led to ask for 2 days. 2 days of my person, of my grandmother, just being able to obtain thoughts. 2 days. 2 days of her being in the right state of her mind before she leaves here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I'm asking for a moment, a 2-day moment, but a moment. And if God chooses to give me that moment of 2 days, I can't ask for nothing else because for me, that's important for me. And I already know what all it is that I'm not even gonna lie. I plan on blitzing her with like just a barrage of questions. And I'm gonna record everything. Just record it all because again, through her, you gotta think about it. She's the matriarch. So at that point, it's like she is a significant piece of history, my history.
Yeah.
So even at this age that I am currently at, you know, it's so much that now I have questions about that I already know. When it's her time to leave, those questions, I still have those questions. They'll still be unanswered. I can't pass the answers down to my children or let alone, the generation after them. Mm-hmm. But if I'm able to ask those questions and if she chooses to answer those questions, see, that's another part of the equation, her willingness to answer.
Right.
You know, but again, like secret recipes, stuff like that, because if she goes, they go.
Nah, that's real.
You know, so yeah. It's like, but I go back to that, man, like the moment, opportunity, just like, what do you do when you're given opportunities,
you know? That's real, dog. This might be far, super far left field, man. But like, I went to church yesterday, and my pastor's the sermon was "Don't cut him off yet." And I can't think of the chapter that he came from, but he was talking about how it's like a fig tree planted in a vineyard. The symbolism of the fig tree was like they have strong roots. Vineyard roots are very weak. So if a fig tree could grow in that soil, then the vine is nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? And God was about to curse the fig tree.
Mm-hmm.
The gardener was like, wait, give it one more year, basically. And
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
He was saying that the sins, the wages of sin are death. So the payment for sin, whether you repent or not, is death. Supposed to die if you commit sin. He was like, so suffering is mercy. You know what I mean? If you're going through suffering, that means you're still alive, you're still here. That's a form of mercy. You know what I mean? And a lot of times we look at suffering as like, God, please take this away. Please do this. Please do that.
We ask him for death.
You know what I'm saying?
But and God still grant you time.
He still grant you time, yeah. Bro.
That's and your moment.
Man, that's your moment.
Yeah.
And we don't look at it like that. And it's just, as you were speaking, I was just hearing the word like mercy, mercy, mercy. And it's like, even though, you know, she may not have her memory, you still got her presence. You still got her time. You still in that, you know what I'm saying? Her essence. And it's just like a lot of things in life we take for granted, man. And we don't look at it as mercy. We look at it as punishment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether it's bills, whether it's a sick child, whether it's a disease, whether it's a situation you're going through, we look at it as punishment. But in that suffering, you're supposed to learn something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's supposed to be a lesson in that somewhere. And a lot of times we miss it, man. We repeat it constantly throughout life because we refuse to get it
the first time.
Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, that's the school days.
School, principle. Bro. Real talk.
It's like, you don't get it right. Ultimately, the test comes. You don't pass the test, you get left behind. And it's like, sure enough, that test coming to see you again. It might be a different form, a different fashion. However, it's still a test. Mm-hmm. And believe it, that part that you struggle with on the test, it's going to be right there, staring you in your face.
That's real, man.
Yeah.
I just was like, man, dog, like they hit so home because a lot of like when he says suffering, like I always look at the word as a bad thing. But like when they say trust the process, that's trusting the suffering that you're going through because it develops you into a certain type of person. It develops your mind, your body, your discipline, your consistency, all of those things, man.
I mean, and now to bring this whole, you know, to bring it home with you, something you talked about earlier, you were talking about, you know, you got you a you know, you got a personal trainer now.
Oh yeah.
And a lot, you know, and that's becoming cliche, you know, that terminology, trust the process.
It is.
In the midst of the process though, and something else that's oftentimes found in the Bible.
What's that?
Long suffering.
Yeah.
Long suffering. When you think about something being long, they say you do it wrong, you do it long.
Right.
That's long suffering.
Yeah.
But what comes from the long suffering? The moment you die, what's that? The end.
It's the end, bro. No more repeats.
Until
right.
Afterwards. Yeah. But your physical walk, right. That's it.
That's it.
So long suffering, if you still here for the long haul and you still suffering, then that means that you can still learn some things.
Right.
But going back to what I was getting ready to say about you, with your personal trainer, and when you're going through, you know, you're working out and you're trying to get your body in a different shape in which it's not used to being in, long suffering happens. What do I mean by that? It's like, that's when, to be honest with you, it's like when you You sitting up there, you going through a regimen, and then you know for a fact you hurting. You hurting. You like, well, I'm aching, but my body aching. The next day, it like stuff hurting that you ain't even knew could hurt.
Right, right.
And you sitting around there, and now you done slept on it. You slept on it, you woke up, and now it's time to get back to it. Now you got a choice. Do I want to go back in there? I'm still hurting. You know what I'm saying? It's long suffering though. That's when you building. You building. Man. That's the building stage. Usually you building character within yourself. You building the muscle that's up under the fat, but now you molding it. It's like you don't even know it, but you molding it. And then it's like knowing before you can physically see what you molding, the molding begins to happen within. You know, it's like your thoughts have been molded differently. Then all of a sudden, from your thoughts being molded differently, now the appearance of what it is that's within, it starts to show on the outside. Thanks. Now you people see the molding. You're like, yo, boy. Hey, I see you now.
Right, I see you.
It's like, we as brothers, but we got weird ways of showing you, man, that we see you without, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
bro, getting too personal.
Yeah. You're like, boy, hey,
you doing your thing.
All right, good point, man.
That's all I know.
I see you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
that's facts,
though. Yeah. You mess around and you've transitioned from inside of the gym. You then came onto the basketball court. Let's say something odd is like, now you set a screen on somebody. The person that you set a screen on, they aware you didn't been in the gym. Now they make a comment. My dog, bro. Ever since you got in the gym, you being real. You know what I'm saying? You real aggressive now. You real aggressive.
It's cool, but like, it's bro,
it's just a screen. That's it. A simple screen. Nah, bro. I felt that. Right, I felt bro, where you was coming from.
Much.
Yeah, I'm doing too much, bro. Get out my way.
It's real though.
Now they telling you all in the way.
Bro. You know what's crazy is like I think you can only have those types of conversations with people that experience that though.
You know
what I'm saying? That understand that because a lot of times it go over your head like. Beforehand, suffering, long suffering, all those words would have went over my head. But once you experience certain types of things, you begin to understand it, man. And like, if it's something else you were saying that made me think, it'll come back to me. But I just think that's like, that's real deep, man. Like what you're saying, because it's important, bro. Like on so many levels, man. Like on so many levels, because you having a realization. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a crossroad, bro.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people miss that, man. They look at the negative instead of the positive. And don't get me wrong, man. Like, those things are painful. Like, whatever the situation is, it can be painful. It could be a detriment. All these things, bro. But in the end of it, it's always a lesson in it. It's always something that could help you grow into a better person. Like, become something better. And I just think that's something I'm realizing as I'm getting older, man. It's like trusting the process and understanding that like those extra reps, like those extra hard things that you do are beneficial.
You're right. I got a question for you.
What's up?
And your line of work, bro.
Yeah.
Due process. What is that?
Due process?
Due process.
You don't put me on the spot. Due process, I think that's like you get what's coming to you, basically. Like you whether it's like your day in court or like something like that. We gotta look.
That's what we're gonna do. Yes, that's right, people.
In layman terms,
yeah. Okay, I got you. I like how you did that. In layman terms, let's see. All right. Yeah. Due process is a legal concept that ensures the government follows the law when it takes away a person's life, liberty, or property. It protects people from arbitrary use of government power. So, let's go back over that again. Okay, the government must provide notice and a hearing before taking away a person's rights. Okay. The government must follow legal rules in both criminal and civil trials. The government must provide an opportunity, there we go again, there's that word, opportunity to object before a fair judge. Fair judge. Fair judge. And let's not forget opportunity.
Yeah.
So with all that being said, if you take that, the stuff that we're talking about, that we've been talking about today, you know, a fair judge. Sometimes the unfair judge is you. We think about it. Sometimes we think too highly of something. Sometimes we think too lowly of something. Sometimes we just can't see it from a partial eye. Like, where we at? You know, we always talk about meeting someone where they are, you know, where they are, but it's hard for us to meet ourselves where we are currently. We always see where we should be, or we can always see where we used to be,
yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's hard to see where we are now. Like, look, this is who I am at this current point. That's why it's easy for you to go in the gym and you feel like automatically you should be able to pick up right where you left off 5 years ago.
Facts.
Bro, you don't look nothing like you looked 5 years ago. But in your mind telling you, I'm still him.
Right.
First of all, who was him?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Him was 150 pounds lighter.
Mm-hmm.
You... I'm gonna leave that alone.
Nah, facts.
You aren't him.
You know what I'm saying? Facts.
But again, you know, you know.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
A fair judge. Okay, so if you got a fair judge, if you are playing the fair judge of yourself, and you earnestly being fair about the situation. The next thing is this here. All you can do is just ask for opportunity. Okay. Although I may not be who I used to be. All right. I'm still somebody that's still capable of great acts. I'm still capable of, you know, making my reality look how I want it to look. So if that's the case, your opportunity is your function in being, first of all, you can get out there, you can get it done. If you can thank it, you can go out there and you can make it happen, right? So it's like for us, it's just aligning our thoughts, you know, with our actions. And from that point, just sticking with those two. Just honestly, true, just bro. Dancing with those two. Those are the two dance partners that you need.
Say that one more time. Aligning your what?
Your thoughts with your actions.
Bro, that's real though, man. Like, I think like monitoring your thoughts align with where you want to go. You know what I mean? Like that type of thinking, man. Like it's so crazy though, man, because it's like, man, like that's real though, bro. I'm going to leave it at that because it's well said, man. Align your thoughts with your actions, bro. Like that's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard, bro.
Hey, you're right. A lot of people think that's hard.
Facts,
a lot
bro,
of people
bro.
Think that's too hard to do. And
I know what it was, man.
Go ahead.
Access. Like when you achieve a new level in life, or like when you, like for instance, like I said, fitness, we're going to stick with that. When you achieve a new body or people look at you differently because you change your body, you get a whole new access to life. You get a whole new access to certain types of people, things like that. Like when you align your thoughts with your actions and you have the right thoughts and you take the right action, then you get a whole new access to life. And I was talking to somebody about this and where I work at. I was like, bro, ain't that crazy, man? How you could do one or two things, change one or two things about yourself, and then you get a whole new access to life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's crazy, bro.
But also with that being said, if we're going to talk about that, we got to talk about the other side of that, too. You're going to get a new access to new tests.
Right, bro. That's what I'm saying.
With that being said, the new people going to enter into your world? And with certain new people, different things come with those people.
Facts.
They're going to test you. And, you know, they're going to see how dedicated you truly are to the process. Now, they may come along and want to say, hey, boy, your body banging, but hey, I got a little something that can make that even better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you ain't got to go and work for this. All you got to do is inject this. You know, stuff like that.
That's
it's
real.
Just like, you know, it never fails. So it's like, again, your mental, it's like, where is your mental? You know, with that, it's always going to be room for shortcuts. It comes with it. It's just what it is, you know. And don't get me wrong, it is a time in which shortcuts are needed. But when it's dealing with your overall being, your health, stuff like that, you might want to go ahead and just stick to the basics.
You're gonna have to repeat it anyway.
Yeah.
What do you think about this quote though, man? Like I heard this quote: life doesn't get easier. You just get stronger.
That's true.
Is it?
That's true.
Because you hear people like, bro, life is just hard, bro. It just get harder as you get older. But is it that it gets harder and you get weaker? Do you need to get stronger and life get easier?
You know, I think for me, man, I'm one of those types of individuals too, man. I just kind of like certain words, man, I try to stay away from certain words, like hard. Like, to be real with you, I don't even have to play hard. I don't, because you know what I'm saying? You are who you are at the end of the day. And anybody that feels like he has to always put on this front in front of everybody that he's hard, then to be honest with you, he's trying to overcompensate for shortcomings that he already have within himself. So that's already a struggle. Meaning certain situations, he's put into certain situations and he's going to fold, because now somebody going to play on that. They're going to keep hammering on that. You know what I'm saying? So again, certain things, I don't even like hard. I substitute hard, because really and truly, to me, it's a challenge. You know, it's challenging. And that in life, that's the truth. You live, you're going to find a new set of challenges. How do you deal with your set of challenges? You know, some people, they live for a new challenge. You know, they're problem solvers. Either you're a problem solver, or to be honest with you, you're going to create a new problem. You know, it's just like, that's what it is. You're going to land either over here or you land over here. It's like, you can't be in the middle either on that, because it's
can't be lukewarm.
Yeah, it's not at all. You know, either you one of those people that's, you create problems by simply, you meet someone that's battling. They battling in life through their new set of challenges, and they don't know what to do, and they meet you and they ask you, man, I'm confused. I don't know what it is that now here it is. Either you're a problem. You are okay. Either you're solution based or you're a problem. You come, they come to you, they ask you, and now all of a sudden, you know, I feel the same. You know, I just be ready to give up. You know, now these are new set of problems that you introducing. You know, I'm gonna tell you what I did. I let it go a long time ago. I said forget it. Right, I mean, look at me now. You like, yeah, I've been seeing you lately.
Facts.
Like, yeah, you no longer work there, right?
Yeah.
No, so what? I sleep on my parents' couch. I'm fine.
He would be like that though, bro.
You know, even though they made me sick, I'm fine.
They make it hella worse, man. I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Now these people just told you, so what? I'm back on my parents' couch. They get on my nerves, but I'm fine.
Right.
No, you not.
Facts. Oh, funny.
It's like, man, again, or you can attack that with this. Look, I see where you're coming from. I struggle myself with certain things. You know, yeah, life can be challenging, but you know what? It's always an outcome that falls in our favor. We just gotta find it. That's it. We just gotta find it.
Right.
You know, let's talk about what all have you been doing lately? Because whatever we've been doing, sometimes we gotta reroute. Sometimes we gotta go the opposite direction.
Nah, that's real. I think one of the questions is like, what are you proud of? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we look at like, we overlook, oh, I could do better at this, I could do better at this, I could do better at this. It's like, okay, what are you proud of that, you know, you accomplished, or, you know what I'm saying, out of this situation, what can you be proud of that was the outcome? You know what I'm saying? And I think those types of questions like turn you more solution-based. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's interesting, man? I prefer to God, first of all, before I even state this, man, I pray to God I don't have to use this technique, man.
What's up?
See if this is really true. You know, it's one of the moments where you see something on YouTube and you're like, boy.
Okay.
I'm about to explain it. So I was watching something on YouTube, and it was about a lion. And it was talking about like how a lion is getting ready, like especially a male lion in particular, saying like when he's getting ready to become an aggressor, He actually waits for you, in a sense, to kind of drop your guard or turn around to run. Then he wants to attack you. But they said, if you take and you look at him, in a sense, you man up. You look at him, you keep your eyes on him, and just, you don't, you know, you just let him know, look, hey, bro, we just gonna have to do this today.
You know I'm with you, though. You know
what
I'm saying? Hope I ain't never in that situation.
I'm pretty good. I ain't never losing to what they
Well, you gotta say that.
You know they say. You know they say that it's something in, like, in regards to insurance and so. I forgot. They say if you get in an accident and you mess around and you mess yourself up, like you lose control of your bowels, they say something like somehow or another, man, like that's more money or whatever. But it's like in a situation like that, boy, you mess yourself up in front of that lion. Yeah, you holding your head up like, bro, we just gonna have to do this today. And that lion is.
Bro, I'm done.
That lion might be like, you know what, man? Clean yourself up.
Bro, that's hilarious.
Well, for real.
Facts, though.
Man. Lion looking at you like, man, I ain't even about to get my mane dirty today.
I ain't even about to do this.
Man. Yeah, man.
That's funny, though.
Bro. I said I like dirty rice, bro.
That's funny.
Man, yeah. But, like, I saw that, man, and I said to myself, I said, boy. Because they showed the video, man, where it was, like, this dude,
oh,
bro.
Oh, the actual.
The dude was right there in front of the lion face, like this here, man.
Face to face?
Man, that man was up in there.
No,
that
man. You know, no.
So, it's like, man, the whole time he walking in, he like, so I said, but again.
Well, I'm about to say that.
I ain't down because I ain't, yeah.
It had to be.
Yeah.
That's funny,
Dyson, yeah. But what? Yeah.
We ain't even about to put ourselves in that situation, man.
But that, you know, the irony behind all of that, man, is like, although we are human beings, man, it's so, we got animalistic qualities to us too.
Right.
And it's like, we can tell when somebody's scared of us.
Yeah.
And it's
facts.
Like,
that's real,
you know, we pounce off that. You like, you know, certain people get a hard on off that.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I got them now.
Yeah,
I got them.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
You turn up.
Your energy go up and theirs is steadily.
That's real.
Yeah. I said, look me in my eyes. You know
that's facts. That's like, facts, though,
brother,
bro.
Brother,
that's real. That's
crazy,
though.
Oh, so you
going to
look me in my eyes now, huh?
You start talking
about
that.
Get that attention.
You're right. That's
but
real.
But, yeah, it's like, man, it's crazy because
it
even
crazy,
in prison, jail, all that stuff, man, it's like, bro.
That's when it really come out. It go
yeah,
like,
man,
back to primitive
ages. Yeah. It's like, bro, either, like it's sad. It's like it comes a time where, like, to be honest, and I'm willing to even go this far to say, man, even when it comes to, like, even in school and stuff like that, it's like, man, I've always been this type of person. The thing that you tend to run from the most, eventually it's going to run to you.
Yeah.
So why not go ahead and catch it before it can catch you?
Yeah,
it's like, man, because it's like, man, you running, you hiding from tests and stuff like that. So what? Yeah, you might escape the first, but the next one coming. And it's like, now you sitting there, now your life becomes, how can I avoid the very next test? And before you know it, it's like, man, that it's like, bro, sometimes, bro, when you in school, I don't know if it was just me, bro. It's like, man, I was able to avoid one test, man. And then it's like, bro, I remember the wait from that first to the next test. It seemed like it was kind of like, it was a little distance. So I could kind of catch my bro. Whew, well, I almost didn't make it out of that one. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. And I often tell people this, man, don't cheat yourself, greet yourself. It's like, it's no better feeling than you wake up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror and you can greet yourself. You know what I'm saying? That right there, that should be a good interaction, mm-hmm. You know? But if you cheat yourself, you know, that's a whole different, it's no growth happening. Because now, what you're going to spend the majority of your time doing is figuring out a new way to cheat.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I didn't got, boy, I cheated on this test. I made it by. I barely made it by. The teacher almost caught me today. Your heart beating fast, still thinking about it. Now you're like, okay, gotcha. Got me a little, you know, adrenaline kicked in. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Come next test, I'm going to study next test. I owe it to myself. I'm going to study. That's what you tell yourself. Then all of a sudden, you didn't been partying the whole, you ain't did no study. Now here it is again. You in the same situation again. Now all of a sudden, man, heart beating fast. Now this time, the teacher looking at you all the time. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's not a good feeling.
Nah,
that's not a good feeling.
You know what's crazy though? You get both of those feelings from the same from two different things. Like how you said, from cheating yourself, you can get that drill in reverse, but from always getting called or always having to avoid stuff, but also from greeting yourself, like from taking on challenges, you also get that same adrenaline rush. You know what I'm saying?
You do. And it's a little different.
Right.
It's like, man, sometimes, man, being over-prepared sometimes, it creates its own, you know, you're like, boy, you over, you like, boy. Sometimes it's like, bro, you already know. You like, I'm going to see this question on this. I know I'm going to see it. I don't know how it's going to look exactly, but I know I'm going to see this question somehow. And you sit up there, you waiting on it. You could be in a football game and now the coach has been telling you, all right, now they love this play. And it's going, and when it happens, it's coming your way. Yeah. Just be ready. So now the whole time you're like, ooh, you so, normally you're the aggressive. You're the aggressive. You always want to jump routes. All this, they're like, don't jump nothing. Just stay home. You, ooh, I want to, coach, please. You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden, here it is. You see it start happening. Now it's going in slow motion. Everything in you starts slowing down a little bit. You're like, boy, I don't believe it's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
They run this way. Then all of a sudden, they coming back your way. You looking at, I don't believe they getting ready. Are you ready? Are you prepared?
That's real though, man.
That's it, man.
I really believe that, bro. I really believe that, man. Like, that's just something, man. That I feel like that was a good thing you brought up, man, because it's been on my mind too. I think we kind of both faced it in two different similar situations. You know what I'm saying? And but yeah, man,
two different similar situations. I ain't never heard that.
I mean,
you know what? But that must sound like it just go though. Two different similar situations. I
think a lot of times life is like that though, man. Like we go through a lot more similar than we think.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And we get divided by a bunch of stuff, but we usually go through we may not go through the same thing, but we go through different things that produce the same type of emotions.
That battle tested.
You know what I'm saying?
In order to be battle tested, man, everybody going through something different.
Yeah, man.
But when you arrive and you're able to go to the next level, everybody that's on level two, they've undergone something that classifies them as being battle tested.
Right,
so
right,
if you're there, you know, you're not there just
alone.
By chance.
Right.
Yeah.
That's real, bro. That's really all I got, man. E, man, you got anything else?
Man, look here, man, I'm standing on business. That's
standing on business, bro.
That was it, man.
That's real, man.
That's like, man. I will say this here. Standing on business. Let's talk about that for a second. See, I know that was So, oftentimes when we say we standing on business, what are we standing on?
Yeah.
Like, really, what are we standing on? I mean, it sounds good.
It sounds real good.
It sounds like an accomplishment.
But what are
we really standing on? What's your foundation look like?
Yeah, that's real.
Because it's like,
yeah, man.
With that being said,
that's going to be tested.
Facts.
Man. A lot of weight going to be put on your shoulders, and if that foundation can't hold it, bro.
Man, you're done.
You and your building done.
Right. And that's the thing, man. It's like, man, it is, man. We in Savannah, Georgia, man. We gearing up for a winter storm. So our foundation might be tested a little bit. But depending on what your foundation, what it includes, how you built your foundation, you know, depending on whatever storms in life that you're going through or you battle through, you know, you'll be fine. You got hurricane season. Again, foundation is always predicated off of your foundation, your faith. That's a part of your foundation.
100%.
You know, that's what solidifies your foundation. You know, no matter what things may look like on the external factors, you know.
That's real.
It always goes back to the inside, you know, the makeup of who you truly are as a person, what you truly believe in, you know. No matter what, somebody might feel they can take from you. I might even be speaking to somebody that's been robbed or somebody stole something from you. They might be able to take something from you, but they can't take the true essence of who you are. They can't take your, they can't take your purpose from you. They can't take your joy. They'll try to, but they can't truly take your joy, because your joy isn't something it's not that easy. You know what I mean? It's really not that easy. You can't just go and just, give me everything you got. physically, yeah, you can get them everything you got, but you're giving them absolutely nothing. Because the true wealth of a person rests within, you know.
Man,
that's your true riches. That's your true, you know, that's really what it is. So on that note, man,
Fire. I was going to end with something, bro. That's it, bro. This is a Real Talk Podcast, man. If you like anything we said, anything that resonated with you, man, give us a like, give us a share. This is the Real Talk Podcast. Peace.
Real Talk 101.
The goal for this podcast is to better our understanding through conversation. Communication is one of the easiest, yet hardest things to do. Whether that's communication of feelings, thoughts, or opinions. But through communication, new perspectives begin to take place. Throughout the various topics and opinions discussed on this podcast, we hope that we can add value, understanding, and a few laughs to your day. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the show.